This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. It is possible that the current pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas could be extended. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Both Israel and Hamas have indicated they would be open to the continuation. If not extended, it's scheduled to expire Monday after the fourth exchange of Hamas-held hostages and Israeli detained Palestinians.
As soon as that framework expires, Israel will continue with full force towards those three objectives: eliminating Hamas, making sure the Gaza Strip can never be a security threat to Israel, and releasing all the hostages. It is, of course, Israel's military pressure that has brought Hamas to bear.
That is Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy. At NATO, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called out Iran over the activity of Hamas and other players in the region.
We are concerned about the potential escalation of the conflict, and therefore our message to Iran is that they should rein in their proxies.
Elon Musk is getting a tour of the areas where Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu had met Musk in California back in September, urging him to strike a balance between protecting free expression and fighting hate speech after weeks of controversy then over anti-Semitic content on X, which has only gotten worse since the conflict began. Almost 2 million people in Russia and occupied Ukraine left without power on Monday after hurricane-forced winds and heavy rains cut electric lines and caused widespread flooding. You can see huge waves crashing over beachside areas on social media. This is VOA News. Residents in Kenya struggling to deal with the aftermath of severe floods, which have wreaked havoc in many parts of the country. At least 70 people have been killed from the rainfall. Some roads and bridges in the nation have either been washed away or partially destroyed by the floods, leaving residents stranded.
They are struggling, in fact, to get the food. And the food is also very expensive in the shops at the moment. So the little that you have is not even enough.
Many residents living around the Tana River have been left homeless and without food after the river burst its banks. Hungary got called out by the Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights, who says Hungary should abandon its proposed sovereignty law, as it gives sweeping investigative powers with little democratic oversight. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's ruling party submitted the bill to Parliament last week, aiming to set up an authority to monitor political interference and recommend changes in regulations. Critics say the bill is an attempt to stifle dissent in a country that has clashed repeatedly with the European Union over democratic rights during Orban's 13 years in power. Far-right Dutch firebrand Geert Wilders suffered a major blow on Monday as his hand-picked scout to oversee coalition talks quit over fraud allegations, throwing the process into chaos before negotiations had even begun. Leaders in Europe and around the world are watching to see if Wilders and his PVV Freedom Party can form a government with partners wary of his strident anti-Islam, anti-immigrant, anti-EU views. Climate activists held a stunt on Monday in Paris to denounce fossil fuel companies and to demand that states participating in the upcoming COP28 summit agree to tax them to fund loss and damage compensation. At Monday's action, 5 men dressed in tuxedos sat at a fake banquet table and cheered to profits raked in by the 5 major oil companies worldwide, with the Eiffel Tower in the background. Big Oil more than doubled its profits in 2022 to $219 billion, smashing previous records in a year of volatile energy prices where Russia's invasion of Ukraine reshaped the global energy markets. Scott Walterman,